The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell with you. What's up, Sugarface? You okay?
Just looking for a pen.
Just looking for a
pen. It's coming.
Oh, yeah, the pause is coming. Quick, get a pen. Quick.
Lanyard.
Oh, here we go.
Didn't sound as good.
Yeah. If people have never heard the opening bit of this show before, they'll think, what the hell's going on? There we go.
Nice.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
How are you? Here he is. How are you?
Yeah, all right, you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. More good. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Anna and Glenn in the booth of truth, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Old Swiss, good morning.
Good morning.
Producer Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
Had a terrible cab ride in. Don't talk about it. Hubby Swanball Mark, good morning. I've only just this minute recovered from after the show yesterday, where me and you went to, we had a meeting, didn't we?
Yeah.
But before that, we went to grab a little bit of breakfast from around the corner. Yeah. Came back to our office, and I almost embarrassed myself incredibly in front of one of our big bosses.
And you're going to double down on it by talking about it on air now as well.
No need to say his name. But one of our bosses was walking on the, what would you call that? Like the landing of the...
Mezzanine.
And it was quite an important day yesterday because we got our quarterly listening figures, didn't we? Every station that is owned by our company got, so it was, everyone was everywhere, rushing around. And I saw our big boss, and in a moment of sheer madness, I meant to say quietly, oh, here he is, but just shouted, oh, here he is! Like he was an old friend, like the pub or something. Yeah, I don't know what came over me.
Because you don't actually know him, really, do you?
Don't know. I've said about three words to him in my entire...
The big man on the big day. Here we go. What you got for us?
The big man on the big day.
Unbelievable.
I meant to say, quietly... I meant to say quietly to you, oh, here he is. But I lost, you know in Austin Powers when he's unfrozen and he has trouble controlling the volume of his voice?
Yeah.
It was like that, wasn't it?
I thought you thought he was someone else. I didn't know what
he
was.
He doesn't look like anyone.
No, I know, luckily.
He doesn't look like anyone. You're not complimenting the boss.
He's got a very unique face.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Yeah, he's a very handsome man. But he's got, luckily, he saved us. He had headphones in. So he didn't hear it.
Great.
So he won't ever find out about
this. So your Austin Powers moment went unnoticed. Wasn't you were dancing naked through the building. You were Austin Powers in a number of ways.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Here he is. Oh, God.
Here he is.
I looked at you and you were so shocked, surprised.
I winced.
I know, you did wince, didn't you? Not for the first time in my presence, but we weren't in front of a microphone that time, which was strange. Anyway, I've survived. We are still here, still gamefully employed, which is always good. And it's a Friday morning right now. We hope you're all right. We hope you're looking forward to the weekend. Matt, we debuted a new game on the show this week that received, it's fair to say, lukewarm reviews, I think.
Wow.
But you seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And all I care about is making you happy these days.
So
do you want to play said game again?
Yes, I think we should have a quick round.
A quick round of clippity-clop. Remind us how clippity-clop works.
Well, it's classic clips from Absolute Radio and this show, and you have a drum roll and then you request one and you play one.
Well, you have to guess it. So, for example, we've got loads of clips of the show, famous clips like...
I'm visibly mortified.
For example.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to guess that.
Were you?
Yeah.
This is my favourite...
It's random, isn't it?
Yeah, it could happen. Who knows? It could happen again. This is my favourite Glenn clip.
What was that?
Benedict. I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't remember that at all.
Because you said Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
I think that was the same show.
I'd hope so. Otherwise, why am I still doing that?
It feels like the same character.
Were you doing a Benedict Cumberbatch after what Mark said, maybe? You said Benedict Cumber B-word, like Mark said to his
We can
face.
Say batch, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got clips of Anna, we've got clips of Matt, there's a clip of me, we've got a clip of Glenn, there's a vintage Leona Graham clips in there. Are we ready?
Yeah, ready.
Yes.
All right, Matt, you can go first.
Okay, great. You saying Green Day.
Slash his hat.
Aww. It's a slash his hat. No. Anna, you're up.
Okay. Matt saying Mummy.
One last toot.
Close. It's a Matt one last toot. All right, for this round, let's go to our third and final contestant, Glenn Moore. You are up.
Ben, it's you saying Milky.
Sometimes the spirits, they talk through me.
Damn it! Oh,
what's going on there?
Oh, I dabbled in psychic readings for a while, I think.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Listening to the Absy Radio Breakfast Show. No Dave Berry today. He's away next week as well, having a little holiday. So it's Ben Burrell in for him. And as always, every Friday morning, we are here to tell you about the Big Wix event with our good friends that have DIY benefits, Wix. Shop in store or online right now for amazing offers on doors, flooring, tiling, kitchens, lofts, joinery, and extra special autumn deals as well. To celebrate this morning, I'm going to give you the chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play Who's in the Loft?
Who's in the Loft? You haven't heard this before. It's a fun game. Everyone's talking about it.
I'm troubled by the title. What's going on here?
Who's in the loft? Well, then, courtesy of the Big Wix event, we have installed a brand new loft here at Absolute Radio. The only problem is you have gone and got yourself stuck in the loft.
What am I like?
With a celebrity pal, and you're having a chat with them up there while listening to their music. But we don't know who you're talking to because the insulation is so good we can barely hear them. Correctly identify which famous person is in the loft with Ben, and you win. It's as simple as that, my little lofty softy.
What'd you call me?
I didn't want to call you that. It was written in the script.
That's been put in the script, isn't it? Lofty softy.
Lofty softy, yeah. That's what the producers think of you.
I know. Well, I've been called worse. If you could work out which celebrity is hiding with me in the Absolute Radio loft, then give us a call. 0330 123 1215.
Right from the big top. Sorry, you've just played this amazing gig and you have been forced to come and sit in a tent in the rain with me. But welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for your apology.
Always good to start an interview with an apology. I
sounds mad, doesn't it?
I don't look up too much. The crowd were loving it. You look like you're loving it. Were you loving it or was it all at the start?
By the way, earlier in the script, when you said a friend is with me in the loft, that could not be the worst description.
No, you've never spoken since, have you?
Well, I don't talk about it. 0330 123 1215. Who is with me in the loft? Give us a call right now. Identify that. I think I can say band. 0330 123 1215. Give us a call right now, and you can win that £250 Wix gift card. Ring us now, and all the T's and C's are online.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
The intro on that is outrageous,
gets
isn't
longer
it?
Every time.
I love it. It's a Friday right now, and as we do on pretty much every Friday, we are celebrating all things Wix, specifically their Big Wix event. We're giving you the chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play our game, Who's in the Loft? I'm in the Absolute Radio Loft, which has been newly installed. I'm in there with a celebrity, but because the installation is so good, we can't really hear what me and the celebrity are talking about. We can just barely hear it, can't we, Matt? Ooh. So we asked you to name that celebrity to win the gift card. Playing this morning on line number one is Louise. Louise, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Louise.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Louise. Where are you right now? What does the day hold for you, Louise?
I am currently just on my way to work, and it is the last day of term.
Another teacher on the show. What? Are you a teacher or do you just work in school?
Nope, I'm a teacher.
And what year do you teach?
Year 5.
Year 5. Oh, yes. We had a caller earlier in the week who called Year 5 sassy. Do you think Year 5 is sassy?
Yes.
Okay. And what's on my lesson plan today? Anything in particular?
We're making things out of clay.
Oh, nice. Lovely end to the term.
It's a lovely end to the term.
Some sculpture.
Yeah, are you gonna wheel the big TV in and watch something towards the end of the day? Or does that not happen anymore?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think we're allowed to watch anything.
Okay. I once spoke about on this show that we, at the end of term one time in secondary school, we watched the film Cocktail.
So weird.
We did a whole show on that when I covered this breakfast show. Anyway, we digress. Louise, let's see if we can win you this £250 Wix gift card. We played you this clip. I played you rather this clip earlier.
Right from the big top. Sorry, you've just played an amazing gig.
That's me in the loft with a celebrity. But Louise, can you identify that celebrity?
I think that it is Wet Leg.
Let's find out.
straight from the big top. Sorry, you've just played this amazing gig and you have been forced to come and sit in a tent in the rain with me. But welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for your apology.
I think we can confirm it is Wellie.
Shall we listen to more of the interview?
No,
it was a great one, wasn't it?
If you don't know, I interviewed Wet Leg at the Isle of Wight Festival a couple of years back. It is one of the worst interviews, not in the station's history, in all time.
It's a must watch.
Is it like Meg Ryan and Parkey? Is it like that?
It's worse than that.
Oh, yeah. It's harrowing, isn't it? It's so awkward.
Look, they were straight off stage, literally straight off stage. They'd been having a lovely time. And yes, I don't think they were in the right frame
giggling,
of mind.
They were giggling a lot,
yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah. I haven't watched it back since, and just hearing that clip is making me feel uncomfortable and nervous, so let's just move on. I think it's still available on our YouTube channel if you want to go and
it
enjoy
is.
That.
I watch it once a month.
I know. Don't look at the comments. I don't want to talk about it. Louise, congratulations. We digress, rather. You won the £250 Wicks Garden. Nice one. Have a great rest of the day. Have an amazing half term. Thank you for playing this morning.
Thank you very much. Bye.
I'm all at sea after the wet leg thing.
I feel so inside your head again.
Oh God, I don't know if I can broadcast. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast, Absolute Radio. Matt Dyson, give us some social media action.
Yes, I will do. We have a new demonic presence as we build up to Halloween.
Is this what you shared yesterday?
Yeah.
This made me feel.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so
I was sent it. I'd seen it without the sound on at first, and I was horrified by it, and just scrolled straight past it. But then someone sent it to me. Stevie D on Twitter sent it to me. I think you'll agree this is both hideous and weird. The lyrics could do with a rework. So I was forced to watch and listen to this man who's we're calling Nutella Man. I don't know if you've seen this. You might have seen the images. So he sat in a car, covered his whole upper body and head
completely
in Nutella.
Yeah.
Right, he's covered in the hazelnut and chocolate spread, and he's sort of grabbing handfuls of it and shoving them into his mouth. It's a horrible scene. He smeared the word Nutella on the roof of the car.
Smeared is the right word to use there.
Oh my God,
it looks awful. it's quite a striking look.
I've got it on full screen on my monitor, and it's hideous.
Yeah. So then he starts singing in this really weird song, and it is quite, I think it's quite scary, to be honest.
The way he's written Nutella on the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah. So it's an unnecessary.
It's like sort of writing a prison manifesto on a wall.
Yeah, it is.
It looks like it should be like Arkham Asylum, doesn't
it?
Yeah.
But,
he just loves the chocolate spread. This is his love letter to the chocolate spread. It's his way of expressing it.
Yeah. Ooh, I love Nutella. Yeah. Ooh, I love Nutella. Yeah.
It goes on for about a minute, right?
I just love that we're at this point of social media now where people's niches are getting so weird.
Yeah.
That he thought I'm going to be the guy that covers myself in Nutella in a car
and sings
a Nutella song.
Just makes up a song.
I love Nutella. Yeah. Ooh, I love Nutella.
Everyone's going to be singing it soon. Yeah. Oh, look, it's the Nutella guy. Yeah. Trouble is, we don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Where's
he going from here?
From an industrial-sized tub as well. I don't know where you get those tubs.
It's catering
Costco.
Only. I think,
yeah, it's like at school when you get those big tubs that said like Haribo and then they'd just be full of PVA glue. Yeah.
So, as someone said, he's done one with mayo as well.
It's
horrendous. I can't watch that. That is awful. But
Sounds like that wet leg interview. Sorry.
So many apologies there. The other thing, just to lighten the mood, is another story sent to me by James Waters. It's the overuse of a particular expression in an Australian soap in the 90s. Alf Stewart, Ray Meagher, legend of the show, Home and Away, used to say one term over and over again, it turns out. No one noticed. The scriptwriters obviously got a bit lazy. Yeah. He just kept saying one specific thing.
Have you got any idea what time it is?
We didn't know it was going to take so long, sorry.
Do you think I came down in the last shower, boy? She says you threatened her. You threatened her.
Now, Alf,
shut up! I'm doing the talking here, and I didn't come down in the last shower.
Well, maybe you'd like to come back in a couple of hours.
You must think I came down in the last shower.
Would you if you were in our place?
Yeah, if that's what you told me.
Oh, come off it, Blake. We didn't come down in the last shower, you know. Look, kids, we didn't come down in the last shower.
Just kept saying
it. I've never heard that phrase before.
No, I've never heard it. Yeah, it's like...
do you think I came down in the last shower?
Yeah, just like, do you think I was born yesterday? I've never heard anyone else say it. And yet he said it pretty much every episode.
Yeah, what, are children born via showers?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Possibly, I'm not sure. But yeah, he really needs to mix it up. Unless they were trying to give him a catchphrase.
Yeah.
That was Alf's catchphrase.
I was a mad fan of Home and Away, but I never noticed that before.
No, you didn't notice it. No, yeah. They said rack off.
Sounds like someone came down the last shower. Yeah. If she doesn't know what happened. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. That Nutella man is so upsetting, it's replaced the upset I was feeling after the wet leg.
Okay.
Yeah, reliving that. So in a way, thank you, but in a way, please stop. Good morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's exactly 18 minutes past 7 on Friday morning. It's Ben Burrell here in for Mr. Dave Berry, who is back a week on Monday, if you're wondering. We are One Breakfast Show at 9 playlists. It's the same for Home Time, isn't it, with Bush and Richie. And Richie, I guess, confessed on air that he's avoided horror films his whole life. He's got like a phobia of horror films, hasn't he? So 2 weeks ago, Bush came up with a grand plan to help cure his friend of this scary movie problem that he has. He thought that if he forced Richie to watch a horror film, then maybe that would do the trick. That would get it out of the system. You voted for Bush and Richie to watch the classic 1976 horror film, The Omen. They did. Did they find it scary? Let's find out. If this will play properly, let's give it a go again, shall we? Come on!
Big question is, though, was that scary?
No.
Wasn't scary at all.
It was laughable. It was so funny.
Maybe we're just so damn hard as nails that no scary film can affect us. Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought by avoiding it for all these years, we're actually untouchable?
I think, though, it's from 1976.
Yeah. So it's probably not aged.
I don't know. Shining's still scary. That's 70s,
isn't
it?
Yeah, The Shining is well scary. I wouldn't show that to my children because it's so scary.
And The Exorcist as well.
I've never understood that.
I thought The Exorcist wasn't scary.
Well, but it's quite shocking.
I guess it depends how scary you find children.
Yeah.
You know? So if you're terrified of kids, then The Omen is going to terrify you. Exorcist will terrify you.
Heads that move 360 degrees.
Yeah, but that was I'm not scared of owls.
But I think the problem is because we've all seen that moment before we've watched the film because we're of an older generation or a younger generation rather. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what's coming.
The Simpsons has ruined a lot of things for us.
Exactly.
I was doing The Simpsons.
If you want to hear Bush and Richie watching the film in its entirety and their takeaways from that, you can listen to their podcast. It's available right now. You can also listen back to the show in our Rayo app too. So that's happening on Home Time for Halloween. And on The Breakfast Show here, we're doing something very special for Halloween, aren't we? We're doing a Halloween radio drama. We're going to put it out next week. We've been asking for your help with this. You've suggested a great location. Our former studios in One Golden Square, our now abandoned studios. That was a great suggestion. More recently on the show, we've been getting you to do some sound effects for our radio drama. For example, this from Tony. This classic from Sam. And who can forget Sarah's Creek? Well, today we need more help from you. We're looking for a star for our radio drama, an actor, someone to give a performance. Are you a budding actor? Are you a proper actor? Have you appeared in something? Are you a jobbing actor? If so, we want to hear from you. We want you to star in our radio drama. We're holding auditions, essentially, aren't we, Matt?
Open auditions.
Open auditions, that's right. We want you to deliver a famous line from a classic horror film, The Shining. You know this line.
Here's Johnny!
We want you to send that in a little voice note on WhatsApp to us, 0330-123-1215. You've got to be over 16 to voice note, by the way, 0330-123-1215. We want you to send us you doing that, but with your own name. So,
here's
Ben.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that good? Yeah. Here's a terrible wet leg interview. Yes. Matt, if I was asking you to voice note, what would you
say,
do?
Here's the teller man.
Geary, I want you to give it a go.
Okay. Here's Anna.
Terrifying. Clip that up for later. That'll be clippity clop tomorrow. So send us a little voice note of you doing a Here's Johnny with your name, please. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. We're playing five celebrities, £5. And playing this morning on line number one is Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Morning all. How's it going?
Hi, Sam.
Hello. We're all right, thanks, Sam. Where are you right now? What are you doing on your Friday?
I am on the way to work, currently stuck in traffic on the Blackwall Tunnel.
Oh, yes. A nightmare.
Yeah, I know it well. What do you do for a job?
Plumber.
Oh, very nice. And what job have you got today?
Just finishing up a project we've been on all week, so I should be nice and finished off to the pub this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. What time do you reckon you'll get out? What time's leaving time?
I'm hoping 12.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah. God. Great.
That sounds like a radio presenter hours. Wow, incredible.
Proper Friday.
12. I was expecting like 3. I love it. Okay, let's see who you're playing with this morning on the team. If this would work.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
What is going on?
More.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Oh, Matt.
At last I get to play. Good luck, Sam.
It is.
No. See if we can buy your first pint. Well, we're £5 yeah. stretch yeah. to that in
no.
London.
No.
Really, no, I paid £7.50.
Anyway. We'll get you a half. Yeah.
Okay. You're so pathetic, isn't it? So pathetic.
Pork scratchings or something.
I don't want to sound like a cliche, but I paid £7.50 for a pint the other day. That's I was furious at that. Furious at that.
Oh, that says a lot about London. I was like, oh, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
Where's that?
It's actually okay. It's actually like a pub in Soho. And I was like, actually, that seems like a lot. But actually, yeah, in hindsight, probably fine. Right, listen, Matt has left the studio. I think he's gone completely. He's now off the floor, I believe. Sam, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, I'm going to give you 5 Christian names. Oh, I don't know where the bit of music came from. I'm going to give you 5 Christian names. You give me a surname to make a celebrity. Hopefully, we'll match all 5 with Matt Dyson. Name number 1 is Jason.
Jason Statham.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Name number 2 is Mike.
Mike. Mike Myers?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's a good shout.
That's probably the best one, I think. Name number 3 is Alison.
Alison Hammond.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are good. The 4th name is Heather.
Heather. Heather Lockyer?
Oh, I love it. I'll take it, yeah. Okay. I don't know if that's in the Matt Dyson wheelhouse.
No, I think he might say Small or Graham, but he might say Lockyer.
Yeah.
There's a curveball there.
Go with this, Sam. 5th and final name is Amy.
Amy Winehouse.
Gotta go Winehouse. Yeah, gotta go Winehouse. These are strong. Lockyer feels like a potential banana skin, but we'll see. I will try and match your names to Matt Dyson next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, can I just say, you never cease to delight and amaze me.
Really?
When you left the studio to go and hide away and not be part of 5 Celebs, 5 Pounds, you went on a impromptu tea coffee run, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you brought them back in a little picnic hamper.
Yeah, a little basket. Oh, yeah. Well, there were no trays. So,
it's a lovely touch. Yeah. You don't get that from most co-hosts,
no, thank you
from all of us.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being you.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Let's try and give Sam £5 this morning, shall we? Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Now, the £5, Sam, how would you spend it? Would you buy half a pint?
Maybe 2/3 a pint.
Yeah.
Well, schooner.
Yeah. Good that, yeah.
That's all
good
you
that stretch
get.
To a schooner. A little midday schooner on a Friday. Schooner, nothing like it. Okay, let's see if we can match your names with Matt Dyson. Matt, are you ready?
Yes.
Give me the surnames to these Christian names, please. Name number 1, Jason.
Statham.
Yes.
I know Sammy's a Statham guy.
Name number 2 is Mike.
Mike Myers.
Yes. 2 out of 2 so far.
Very nearly went with Tyndall. But I thought against it.
Yeah.
I thought that's not Sam, Mike.
You're right. You're right to do so. Name number 3 is Alison.
Hammond.
Yes.
Wow, this is going well.
Well, it's about to go wrong.
Is it?
Yeah. I can feel it. Heather.
Small.
No. Not Heather Small. Not Heather Small.
Heather. From EastEnders.
It's the right answer.
Sam went with Heather Locklear, the TV and film star.
Yes, from the 80s. Yeah.
Starred in. What did she star in, Producer Mark? Was it Wayne's World 2? Wayne's World 2. And he told Sam.
My mind's heavy. Answers,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
He told Sam off air like it was the most amazing fact ever. All right, I think we're going to get 4 out of 5 on this because the 5th and final name is Amy.
Winehouse.
Five, not too bad. Sam, sorry, no schooner for you, but you are knocking off work at midday, so not all bad.
I'll take it. Thank you very much.
All right, mate, have a great day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Have you just seen this message that's just come in, Matt? Unprompted. Yeah. It says, hi, team, just to let you know you have a picture in your head of what presenters look like. People obviously don't get to see our faces that often. I had in my head that Glenn was Craig Revel Horwood.
Okay.
You're giving Horwood, Glenn. Okay. And then I thought Matt sounded a bit like Garth Crooks.
Garth Crooks? Oh. Wow. Never had that before.
I would Google both those, anonymous texter whose number ends in 791, and I think you'll be surprised with the results. Quite different, you two, I think. Anyway, 11 minutes past 8 on Friday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's spooky season, and next week we're putting on a little spooky radio drama in time for Halloween. We've been getting you to help us out with this. You've given us the setting of the abandoned Absolute Radio studios. You've given us sound effects. Let's not forget this scream from Sam, one of the greatest WhatsApps we've ever received.
Yeah.
And earlier... It's what, sorry?
It's in.
It's in. It's in. You've made the cut, darling. Yeah. And earlier, we asked you to audition for a role in the radio drama, the spooky radio drama. We got you to mimic the famous Here's Johnny line from The Shining, but with your own name to try and find an actor for our spooky radio drama. Should we rattle through these? You ready?
There's some amazing ones that have come in.
Tell me a favourite out of this lot.
Yes, that's you.
Here's Longy.
Here's Giles.
Here's Charlie. Here's the Marcus.
Here's Julianne.
Here's Frankie.
Here's Carl.
Oh, God. What's your pick of that bunch, man?
Carl was kind of scary.
Here's Carl.
Juliet was quite sinister as well.
Yeah, like that. That
can't maybe.
Here's Julianne.
Julianne. I think that sounds like the last thing you ever will hear.
Yeah,
it's quite incredible.
Here's Frankie.
That's got it's got like a comedy.
Yeah,
some
Muppets.
A bit like Barney.
Yeah. It does. It's giving Barney.
I liked Longy, but I think maybe Juliet might be the one to go with.
Here's Julianne.
All right, you've made the cut. We want more, though. You can send us a little voice note on WhatsApp.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is spooky season. Matt, what are your Halloween plans? Do you have any yet?
No, I'm not going to go trick-or-treating with the kids this year because they're away. They're going to be at their grandparents' side. And I've sort of felt like I'm going to miss it a little bit. So I sort of go every year with them.
Will you be accepting trick-or-treaters at your house, though?
No, not if we're not. If I'm not going out, I'm not having them in either. No,
I remember when we...
There'll be no pumpkins on display.
When we lived in South East London, it was a real, like, residential part of South East London. And the first year we moved there, we got so many trick-or-treaters. I'm not joking. It was like 2 hours of straight, like, every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the year after that, we just turned the lights off and pretended we weren't in.
Well, that's what you've got to do, yeah.
It felt so pathetic, sat there in the dark.
Or just put a bowl of sweets on your doorstep and say, help yourself.
Yeah,
don't,
you're right,
don't
yeah.
annoy us.
That's like anti-Halloween, isn't
yeah.
It is Halloween, next Thursday, I think I'm right in saying, and we're putting on a little spooky radio drama to celebrate. We're getting you to audition for the roles in said drama this morning. We're getting you to recreate that famous line from The Shining with your own name. We've had quite a few more in that last song. Let's have a little look, shall we? Oh, of course, it's not working, is it? Let's just try again, shall we?
Here's Katie.
Oh, God.
It's a bit more playful, really, than scary.
Yeah, it doesn't sound... It's the wrong vibe, I think, we're going for.
Here's Katie.
Here's Johnny.
Oh, a real Johnny.
Actual Johnny.
Wow. Again, that's... I don't know if that's quite the right vibe.
Here's Johnny.
Oh, this is just coming in the last couple of seconds.
Here's Scotty.
Better. A little American accent there for no apparent reason.
That's very authentic.
If you do want to get involved, please do. 0330-123-1215 is our WhatsApp number. You have to be over 16 to send a voice note, apparently, but do get involved if you are. I want to set a little team challenge for this for next week. Can we all go away over the weekend and have a think about storylines, like a story idea, an idea for the plot, if you will? We're each going to come up with one for next week, and then we're going to get the listeners to vote on their favourite.
So brainstorm over the weekend, have a little think about what you want it to be, characters, stories, etc. Yes, that sound okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get our creative juices. Oh, Anagiri is silent already. What
it's
are you thinking
just,
about?
You know, we don't usually get homework.
There's a new sheriff in town. Right? For the next week, I'm in charge and you're going to work every single day, okay?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's just, you know, we don't usually get homework.
You sound so desperate in that.
It's just, you know, we don't usually get homework.
You got homework now, mate. If it's not done by Monday, we're having a serious chat, right?
I'm going to win.
Oh, God, the ego's back. This morning, we're going to do Name That Job. And on the phone playing this morning is Claire on line number one. Claire, good morning.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Morning, Claire. Hi, Claire. Claire, where are you right now in the country?
West Sussex.
Whereabouts in West Sussex? We're allowed
Although
to say.
I'm actually just approaching East Sussex.
Crossing of the border between the two Sussexes.
Where are you heading to this morning?
Work.
She's being very coy. She's being very coy. Okay. We know a little bit about Claire's job already from the off-air phone call she had with producer Mark the Hypebeast Womble. She's been in this job for 20 years. It's a job she does for a company, but she also freelances. She went to university for it. Her husband works in a similar kind of profession. She describes it as middling pay, and it has led to some minor celebrity encounters. Okay. Ooh. We're going to try and guess Claire's job. Each team member has one question and one question only. I'm going to go first. Claire, can you, if it doesn't give it away, tell us the favourite thing about your job, your favourite thing about your job?
I guess that it's like a collaborative thing and that people get to appreciate the finished product.
Ooh, okay, so you're making something and it's collaborative.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, that doesn't really help that much.
I think it does.
Hearing Claire speak, I get the impression it's, I don't know, sort of art.
Something artistic.
Yeah. Like, could perhaps. be like an architect or something like that, but could also be like an artist. Mm. Matt, your question, please.
Yeah, so you're not based in an office, by the sounds of it. Are you out and about every day?
No, I'm involved in a workspace.
Okay. Could be a studio. Okay, so I'm gonna write down involved in a workspace. If you want to play at home, then please do 81215
sort of
to text
hybrid,
your guests. 81215 0330123 1215 if you've got an idea of what Claire does. Anagiri, let's go to you.
With these minor celeb encounters that you've had, can you tell us which celebrities you've met?
Good question.
Nice.
So I've met the actor who used to be in The Demon Headmaster.
Wow. That's amazing. What, the guy that played the Demon Headmaster? Wow.
And I've passed the guy who used to be in Father Ted, who loved his brick.
Passed the guy.
Wow. Okay.
Father Jack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
That's the one.
Glenn, your question, please.
Would a careers advisor ever reasonably recommend someone go into this line of work? That's not a derogatory thing. It's just like, for instance, we had Beekeeper the other day. In no world would a careers advisor ever go, I think you'd have to become a beekeeper. So, like, would anyone ever recommend you?
I know what you mean.
Job?
Yeah.
Probably not directly, but it is a sub-genre.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it was all not confusing until those last couple of words.
Yeah.
In the sense that, you know, I was recommended sort of in this direction, but it wasn't directly.
Okay, so a bit more niche than kind of a regular recommendation. Yeah. Okay, let's review the clues, shall we? So Claire's been in this job for 20 years. It's a company job she does, but she can also freelance. She went to university for it. Her husband does a similar kind of profession. It's middling pay. She's had minor celebrity encounters with the Demon Headmaster, no less. It's collaborative, and she makes something out of it. It's a place where she has a workplace, not necessarily an office, and it's a subgenre of a sort of regular job. Do we have any inkling at all, team?
I think we're
happy?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you?
Really?
Yeah. Glenn seems pretty happy. I think the rest of us are going to have to mull this
over.
A few
ideas, but I'm not really
8, 12, 15, if you want to guess. 0301 23 12 15. Help us out. Claire, stay there. We're coming back to you after this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Trying to name that job. Claire's playing this morning. Claire, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Oh, lots of guesses for you, Claire. Let's just quickly review the clues, shall we? Claire went to university for this job. She's been doing it for 20 years. It's a company job. She can freelance as well as middling pay. She has minor celebrity encounters with this job. It's collaborative and they make something and she goes to a workplace for it, but not necessarily an office. Loads of guests coming in. Claire works in an advertising agency, says this person runs a pottery business. Dental hygienist, says John and Georgina. Mark in Redditch says pastry chef. Keith in County Durham, waxwork dummies. Casino croupier, says Rob. Interior designer, Dan in Scarborough, says prop builder. Another Dan this time in Bristol says photographer. Matt, what's caught your eye on the text?
Is she a knit nurse? Ask someone called Ben. Clearly not. She works in a theatre doing an arts admin role, like fundraising or marketing. That's not a bad shout, is it? Special effects makeup artist, says Amanda. She works in TV/film production. Ben in Beckenham.
About Ben and Beckenham about to go to the tip. What a way to spend his Friday morning. I love it. All right, well, have we all got guesses, team? Are we all ready?
All got guesses, I think.
Okay, yeah, Geary, I want to go with you first.
Okay, can I say two?
No.
Okay. Are you an undertaker?
That is not my job.
What a bleak brush with famous people that is. All right, Glenn Moore, you ready?
Yeah. Are you an actor?
That is not my job.
Oh. All right, Claire, I believe you are a set designer.
That is close, but not my job.
So, there's maybe sort of film and theatre world. I think you may be working in the costume department.
Yeah.
On film sets.
Is that your official guess?
Yes.
Okay, wait a second.
Sorry, yeah. Film set costume department worker.
Very close, but not my job.
Oh! Claire, put us out of misery.
So, actually, one of your callers was very close in saying that I was a special effects makeup artist. But I trained in special effects makeup, but I currently am a wig maker.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Is that a wig maker specifically for productions or just general?
So I work in the theatre. I work at a company called Glyndebourne who make operas.
Oh, I knew that was the Demon Headmaster was wearing a wig. I knew it.
Claire, listen, thank you so much for that. Have a great day at work. It was a pleasure to guess your job. Well, not quite.
Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Friday morning's no repeat guarantee. Matt, we want more social ammo stuff.
George Lewis, you may be familiar with, he's a regular on Social Ammo these days, does excellent videos of toddlers chatting like adults,
nice.
as if they were toddlers chatting about their experiences. And a new one has dropped, and it is excellent. It's part five in an ongoing series. Here it is.
Hey, I need to catch up on the drama from yesterday. Go on. It was a normal day, I was just playing with Dad, and then he put his hands in front of his face and he was just gone. His face just disappeared. What? Yeah, and I just thought, this is it. I'm never going to see him again. Abandoned in this big wide world on my own. Just as I'd lost all hope and was coming to terms with life as an orphan, the hands are removed. Guess who it is? Was it the adoption agency? No, my dad. He came back. Yeah, recognised him straight away. This is like something from a Netflix documentary. How did he react? Well, I was so relieved to have him back, I just started laughing. I don't know why, I just couldn't stop laughing. It's crazy what the body does in times of stress. Did he explain it? What did he say? He was behaving so erratically. Just started shouting, peekaboo.
It's a confusing world for a toddler.
It is. You know, my 18-month-old has worked out how to do peekaboo. We've got like an entranceway into our living room, and he goes behind a little kind of half wall and then ducks out and then jumps out.
Wow.
Yeah, he's not at an advanced stage of it yet. No. I'm not going to lie. Not so his best work.
He doesn't actually say peekaboo yet.
No, he just goes, ah. Oh, and we go, whoa!
You need to practice.
20 minutes peekaboos. Is what we did that for the other day. Wow, it was a long time in my life.
It's an excellent video. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it for another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Before we finish it, we need to name today's broadcast. Matt Dyson, there is a feast of names in front of me taken from content of today's show. Yeah. It will be named, and you can listen back to the show on our Rayo app. Option number one is Here He Is, the Big Man on the Big Day.
Oh dear, less said about that the better, I think.
Almost, but crucially didn't embarrass myself in front of one of our bosses yesterday. In a moment of sheer madness. Nutella Prison Manifesto.
That was the Nutella man in the social ammo, yeah.
I'm not joking. I think it's one of the worst things I've seen all year.
Yeah, yeah, it's up there, isn't it?
Yeah. Are Children Born in Showers?
That was Alf Stewart and his constant reference to being born in the showers on Home and Away.
Yeah, a delightful hamper of hot drinks.
Oh, yeah, that's what I brought the drinks down in, and the lack of a tray.
This is what you get with the co-host. Right, Matt will do so much for you on air. He won't lead you down alleyways. Right, you'll chip in with some funny comment, right? You'll help us out when there's a bit of dead air, and when you're off air, right, you'll go and get some coffees and you'll bring the said coffees down in a little basket.
Exactly.
A hamper. Quite
only the best.
Yeah. Could that stretch to a midday schooner?
That was £5 and five celebrities, wasn't it?
Yes.
We couldn't. I don't think it would, to be honest. No.
You give plumber.
That's what producer Ellie said to me.
Yeah, she said Matt's
like
giving
plumber.
I'm not quite sure what that means. We don't usually get homework was what Anna Geary uttered.
It's just, we don't usually get homework.
When I set the team homework for the weekend.
Another classic for the soundboard there, yeah.
And finally, splurge on wooden panelling.
That's what I do with £400,000, yeah. I don't know. I sort of quite like Nutella Prison Manifesto, but then we don't usually get homework was a great moment on the show.
It's just, so. we don't usually get homework.
I think it should say it's just you know as well. It's just you know. It's delightfully delivered, so maybe we should go with that.
Okay.
It's just you know. We don't usually get homework.
That is the show name. You can listen to it on our Rayo app very, very soon if you want to. We are back Monday morning from 6. We'll see you then. Have a good weekend.